past six. Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
David Tennant Breakfast Show.
Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show back Monday morning with me, Christian O'Connell.
Yeah, well, but until Friday, it's the David Tennant Breakfast Show.
The special.
I think we've established this yesterday. I don't think we need to go over this again.
Christian O'Connell, still very much here.
Listen, Christian, you're involved. You're doing the time checks. You're pressing the buttons.
With special guest engineer Christian O'Connell.
Exactly.
Hang on, who's doing the time checks today?
I think you should.
Oh, geez, thanks so much. No, poor look, Richie's not going to look in over there.
Richie can do the time checks.
Cuckoo tenants turned up, pushed us all out the breakfast nest.
I didn't want to draw too much attention to it yesterday, but I felt I was...
Well, you did after the show, and at the beginning of the podcast, you went, crikey. You happy with it all?
But I see, also, Richie's come dressed entirely in black today, so it's like he's just psychologically fading away. Yes.
We can barely see him. The sort of carpeted soundprinted walls we have here are black.
Yeah.
So all you see is Richie's sort of head moving around.
You see a little pink head bobbing around over there.
Not for the first time in the studio. Hey, we're into it. Right, on today's show then, out in the zoo right now, have we got pictures up so people can have a look at this? Because I know there's a lot of people around the world right now tuning in for DT.
There are pictures of the bed, not of it in its current bedspread makeup, but we'll get those on very shortly, yes.
Mm. I'd like to point out to the listeners that bedspread that has now been put on the bed is not mine.
Oh, come on now. I mean, we went to pick up the bed yesterday and it had a Doctor Who. I'm surprised you sleep in a Doctor Who bedspread.
Did it really, or have we added that?
Yeah, and someone had sneezed all over it. I didn't know you had a cold.
Last week I was suffering terribly.
Yeah, cool. So the bed that's out in the zoo is genuinely David's bed.
Yes, not my bedspread. I didn't know you could get Dalek bedspreads in a double.
Yeah, you've got to wonder what's going on in your life. If you are an adult, and obviously you've got a double bed, there's somebody else in it with you.
Presumably.
And you're going to sleep in the old Doctor Who bedspread.
Yeah, not there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I know I want one.
I'm sure. Do you get a little cut of the...
I don't think my face was on it. I don't think I
do. Oh, no. So if you are going to do that, only get the one with DT's face on it.
If there is one with my face on it, I'd recommend that.
So you can win this bed. Seriously, right, David's old bed of 15 years?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Tomorrow morning. We'll put the pictures up. Also,
it is a manky old thing, though.
Yeah, it's a character bed. I mean, it's not too bad,
And
is
there
it?
Are some a couple of health hazards, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
A couple of sharp bits.
Well, it's just this big, sharp, sort of one-foot spike coming out of one of the corners as well. I mean, do we not have to do, like, a health and safety thing? Because obviously someone's going to win this tomorrow. We're doing an auction tomorrow on the show. You can have the bed, the highest bid, and the money all goes straight to children in need.
Yes.
Do we have to do, like, a health and safety disclaimer?
It is caveat emptor. Buyer beware. You had that as plastered all over it, I think.
So, yeah, if you're blind already, this thing's perfect for you, okay? If you've got kids or anything like that, don't let them anywhere near.
No, really don't, actually.
Because otherwise, this is an item on rogue traders. You know,
it is a little bit, yeah.
That little irritating Weasley be round here on the motorbike, Richie, okay?
Hey, I like that.
I bet you did.
Come on.
This is solely made for people like you, Richie, that is. Okay, we thought because David Tennant's on the show this week, and it's Doctor Who this weekend, Sunday night, BBC One at 7 o'clock, and David's obviously leaving Doctor Who.
Yes.
We thought we'd roll out an OC mixtape with all about breakup songs. So if you want to let us know, what do you think is the greatest breakup song? Richie is moving by the whiteboard. We're looking for 10 tracks, so you need to tell us why you think your song is the greatest breakup song. 0330 123 1215. We'll find out everybody's next after this.